This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, why do we want to understand the Arabic language? Because it's the language of Al-Islam, it's the language of the Noble Quran, it's the language of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's the language of the great Imams, it is, as is said, the language of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 24 of volume 2, Durus al-Lugha al-Arabiyya li-ghayr al-Natiqeen biha, lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students, or as it's famously known, the Medina Arabic syllabus, walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Volume 1, we have completed. Volume 2, very close to completing, inshaAllah. So we've completed lesson number 24 in our last majlis. We also began with lesson number 25. We began with lesson number 25. We read through the passage, walhamdulillah, and we went through one or two exercises, inshaAllah. What did we cover in lesson number 24? We covered numbers, mashaAllah. All numbers that we've already learnt. We had a revision lesson with regards to those numbers and the various rules associated with numbers, walhamdulillah. As for lesson number 25, we were reintroduced to Kana and some of Kana's sisters. What does Kana mean? Kana means he was, he used to. Example, Kana al-ma'u baridan, the water was cold. Originally we had the sentence, al-ma'u baridun, the water is cold, the water is cold. We want to change it to, the water was cold. So we say, kana al-ma'u baridan. The ism kana, it is marfu', dhammafied, and the khabar kana, it is mansub. Kana al-ma'u baridan. Kana al-ma'u baridan. Kana al-jawu jamilan. The weather was beautiful, walhamdulillah. We were also introduced to one of Kana's sisters, and that is La Yazalu. He is still. La Yazalu, he is still. La Yazalu Bilalun Maridan. Bilal is still sick. Excellent, walhamdulillah. We also were introduced to some plurals, and these plurals, in the plural form, they are diptotes. Example, Maridun, patient. Plural, marḍā. Asirun, prisoner. Plural, asrā. So this word asrā and the word marḍā, they are plurals, but they are also diptotes in the plural form. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. We read through exercise number 25. We went through the exercise, MashaAllah, the comprehension passage. We also answered exercise number 1. Exercise number 2, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we continue with exercise number 3 of lesson number 25, walhamdulillah. What do we learn in exercise number 3? They say to us, iqra al-mithalain, read the two examples. Thumma adkhil la yazalu, and then enter la yazalu. Enter, he is still, the term la yazalu, he is still, into the various sentences which follow. Remember, la yazalu is a sister of kana. What do? They make the ism kana مرفوع and the خبر كان منسوب. Let's see. إبراهيم نائم. إبراهيم is sleeping. إبراهيم نائم. إبراهيم is asleep. He is sleeping. Let's change it to إبراهيم is still sleeping. لا يزال إبراهيم نائما. لا يزال إبراهيم نائما. Excellent. آمنة نائمة. آمنة is sleeping. آمنة نائمة. Change it to آمنة is still sleeping. لا تزال آمنة نائمة. We don't say لا يزال because this is a female. So we say لا تزال آمنة مريضة. لا تزال آمنة نائمة. لا تزال آمنة مريضة. For example, if she is still sick. Excellent. So those were the examples. Let's cover the exercise, inshallah. Number one. Hishamun azabun. MashaAllah. Allah musta'an. May Allah grant Hisham a good spouse, inshallah. What does the sentence mean? Hishamun azabun. Hisham is a bachelor. Hisham is single. He is a bachelor. So let's change it. And let us say that Hisham is still a bachelor. Allah musta'an. La yazalu Hishamun azaban. La yazalu Hishamun azaban. La yazalu Hishamun azaban. Hisham is still a bachelor. Number two. Al mudarrisu jalisun inda al mudiri. The teacher is seated with the principal, seated with the mudir. لا يزال المدرس جالسا عند المدير. لا يزال المدرس جالسا عند المدير. The teacher is still seated with the principal. Number three. أحمد مريض. لا يزال أحمد مريضا. لا يزال أحمد مريضا. Ahmed is still sick. Number four. Al-jawu harun. The weather. The jaw. Jaw is the weather. Al-jawu harun. The weather is hot. La yazalu al-jawu haran. La yazalu al-jawu haran. The weather is still hot. Excellent. Number seven. المدير جالس في غرفته. المدير جالس في غر... لا, sorry. المكتبة مغلقة. Number five. المكتبة مغلقة. المكتبة مغلقة. The library is closed. لا تزال المكتبة مغلقة. لا تزال المكتبة مغلقة. لا تزال المكتبة مغلقة. Excellent. Number six, inshallah. السيارة جديدة. The car is new. السيارة جديدة. The car is new. Change that to the car is still new. MashaAllah. لا تزال السيارة. لا تزال السيارة جديدة. لا تزال السيارة جديدة. لا تزال السيارة جديدة. Excellent. Number seven. حامد غائب. حامد is absent. حامد غائب. حامد غائب. Say it. حامد غائب. حامد is absent. لا يزال حامد غائبا. لا يزال حامد غائبا. So لا يزال does exactly what كان does because they are sisters. والحمد لله. Excellent. Exercise number four. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. دخل زميلك. دخل زميلك. رأيت زميلك. رأيت زميلك. قلت لزميلك. قلت لزميلك. All simple, all easy. دخل زميلك. Your colleague entered. زميلك. He's the one who entered. رأيت زميلك. I saw your colleague. So here he is the object. قلت لزميلك. I said to your colleague. Here زميلك مجرور because of the lam. قلت لزميلك. Excellent. جاء أبوك. Your father came. رأيت أباك. Look at this now. رأيت أباك. قلت لأبيك. قلت لأبيك. قلت لأبيك. Excellent. We call these أسماء الخمسة. أسماء الخمسة. قال أخوك. سألت أخاك. هذا الكتاب لأخيك. هذا الكتاب لأخيك. So for example, the word أبن, the word أخن, these are from the أسماء الخمسة. And so in the مرفوع form, we have this like wow, جاء أبوك. Whereas in the منصوب form, رأيت أباك. We add in the ألف. And in the مجرور form, we bring a ياء. قلت لأبيك. قلت لأبيك. Same with the word أخن. قال أخوك. سألت أخاك. هذا الكتاب لأخيك. Excellent. As we will see in exercise number 5, inshallah. Let's see. إملأ المكان الخالية بأب. So fill in the blanks with أب. And as we just said now, أب is one of the أسماء الخمسة. In the مرفوع form, we have a واو. In the منصوب form, we have an ألف. And in the مجرور form, we have a ياء, inshallah. Let's see. Number one. Something نا تاجر كبير. أبونا تاجر كبير. Our father is a big businessman. أبونا تاجر كبير. Number two. هذه السيارة لأبينا. هذه السيارة لأبينا. هذه السيارة لأبينا. Number three. رأيت. Number three. رأيت أبانا. رأيت أبانا. رأيت أبانا. I saw our father. نعم. I saw our father. So he says to his brother that I saw our father at such and such place. رأيت أبانا. رأيت أبانا. Number four. أين ذهب something يا فاطمة؟ أين ذهب أبوك؟ أين ذهب أبوك؟ Where went your father, O Fatima? Where did your father go, O Fatima? Number five. متى خرج something يا علي؟ متى خرج أبوك يا علي؟ متى خرج أبوك يا علي؟ When did your father go, O Ali? When did your father exit, O Ali? Number six. اسأل أباك يا زينب. اسألي أباك يا زينب. اسألي أباك يا زينب. اسألي, speaking to a woman, girl, female. اسألي, ask. أبا, your father. أباك, كي, because I'm talking to a woman. اسألي أباك يا زينب. Number seven. أنا أعرف أباك يا عثمان. I know your father, O Uthman. أنا أعرف أباك يا عثمان. أنا أعرف أباك يا عثمان. أنا أعرف أباك يا عثمان. Number eight. يا بلال كتبت رسالة إلى أبيك. كتبت رسالة إلى أبيك. O Bilal, you wrote a letter to your father. كتبت, you wrote رسالة, a letter, object. رأيت كتبت رسالة, you wrote a letter إلى أبيك, to your father. Number nine. سمعت أن أباها طبيب مشهور. سمعت أن أباها طبيب مشهور. I heard that her father is a famous doctor. سمعت I heard أن أباها I heard that her father طبيب doctor مشهور famous. I heard that her father is a famous doctor. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We move on to exercise number 6 inshallah. Very close to completing lesson number 25. والحمد لله. املا الأماكن الخالية بأخ. أخ is also one of the أسماء الخمسة. مرفوع form with a ضمة. منصوب form with an ألف. مجرور form with a ياء. Let's see. أين something يا سلمى. أين أخوك يا سلمى. أين أخوك يا سلمى. Number 2. خرج something مع something. خرج أخوها مع أخيك. خرج أخوها مع أخيك. Her brother left with your brother. خرج أخوها exited her brother. مع أخيك with your brother. Number 3. أخذت ألف ريال. أخذت I took. أخذت ألف ريال من أخيك from your brother. I took 1,000 riyals from your brother. Number 4. أظن أن أخاه. أظن أن أخاه طالب. أظن أن أخاه طالب. I think that, I feel, I think, I suspect that his brother is a student. And the last one, أبحث عن أخيك. I am searching for your brother. أبحث عن أخيك. I am looking for your brother. I am searching for your brother. ما شاء الله. والحمد لله. And all praise is due to Allah. الكلمات الجديدة. سفير is an ambassador, plural, سفراء, مغلق, closed, شرطي, policeman, شرطة, is the plural, عميد, is the dean, and the plural is عمداء, مريض, plural, مرضى, patient, patients, متقاعد, retired, ترك, يترك, means to leave, leave something out. And lastly, alfa, alfa, alafa. Alafa, yu'allifu, means to put together, means to write. You know, the mu'allif of this book is so and so, the author of this book is so and so. Because alafa, yu'allifu means to put things together. So obviously, when you write a book, what do? Many pages you've put together, many ideas, etc. You've combined them, you've put them all together. And you've taken out a book. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah. Ya Amatallah. With that we have completed lesson number 25. Walhamdulillah. We open up to lesson number 26. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Lesson number 26. Here we will cover a verb that has generally the verbs, three letter verbs. So you have the fa kalima, you have the ain kalima, and you have the lam kalima. Right? That's the first, the second, and the third letters of the verb, insha'Allah. You can call it the three letters or the three radicals, insha'Allah. Now, when, for example, we find that any of the letters of this verb, if any of the letters are a waw or a ya, then we say that this verb is mu'tal, something abnormal about it. You know, there's some weakness in it. It is mu'tal, there's an issue, there's something going on with it, insha'Allah. And if, for example, we find that the first letter of the verb, the fa of the verb, the fa kalima, the fa harf, of the verb, the fa radical of the verb, if it is waw or ya, then we say that it is mu'tal al-fa, that it is weak in the fa, it is abnormal in the fa. We call this a mithal verb. A what verb? A mithal verb. Don't worry about the terms. Just understand that we have certain verbs, and if the first letter is a waw or a ya, then there's a specific rule which applies to it. This is like a weak verb in its first letter. Example, waqafa, the verb waqafa. Waqafa, he stood. Waqafa, he stood. In the mudari' form, in the present tense form, we will drop that waw. Waqafa becomes yaqifu. Where's the waw? The waw disappeared. So we will come across verbs like this in this lesson, insha'Allah. Verbs which begin with a waw or a ya, and then we will find in the fi'l mudari' form, this waw, it gets dropped. It gets dropped, insha'Allah. We will also cover in this lesson here, tasghir, tasghir. We find, for example, we have the name Hassan, and then a small version of Hassan is Hussein. Hussein. Either we want to show this is like a smaller version, or we say Hussein out of endearment, out of like love. Try it. We have Abdun, slave, servant, and then we have Ubaid. Ubaid, like a smaller one. We have Sahl and we have Suhail. You have Fadl and you have Fudail. So the form Fudail and Suhail and Ubaid and Hussein, these are all on the scale of Fu'ailun. Fu'ailun. And Fu'ailun words on that scale, they can either mean it's a smaller version, or it can either mean out of like love and endearment, you know, you are treating it and you are saying it like that, insha'Allah. We will also cover in this lesson, insha'Allah, some of the masdars. Some of the masdars, for example, like khuruj, masdars on the scale of fu'ulun, like khurujun, ruju'un, masdars on the scale of fi'alun, like nikahun, and fa'alun, like dhahabun, insha'Allah. We will cover that bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. For now, let us read through the passage bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ad-darsu sadisu wal-ishroon, lesson number 26. Bashirun says, Ya fadilat al-shaykhi, نريد أن نشتري هذا المعجم. We want to buy this dictionary. الذي معك, which is with you. ولكننا, but we, لا نجده, we do not find it. لا نجده في المكتبات, but we do not find it in the bookshops. تجدونه, you will find it. You people will find it. تجدونه في المكتبة الكبيرة. You will find it in the big مكتبة. You will find it in the big library or in the big bookshop. الكبيرة التي أمام المسجد, which is in front of the masjid. تجدونه في المكتبة الكبيرة التي أمام المسجد, which is in front of the masjid. تجدون فيها, you will find there, in it, معاجم عربية, you will find there dictionaries, Arabic dictionaries, وأجنبية, and foreign dictionaries, ومصاحف, and copies of the Quran, من بلاد مختلفة, from different countries, وصحفا, and newspapers, من أنحاء العالم, from all over the world. يدخل أحمد, Ahmed enters. يا فضيلة الشيخ, أنا لا أجد محفظتي. I cannot find my wallet. محفظة is a wallet. محفظتي, my wallet. أفيها نقود كثيرة, is there in it a lot of money? أفيها نقود كثيرة؟ أفيها نقود كثيرة؟ أفيها is there in it نقود كثيرة؟ A lot of money. أفيها نقود كثيرة؟ Is there in it in the wallet? Is there in the wallet a lot of money? نعم. فيها 300 ريال. نعم. فيها 300 ريال. نعم. فيها 300 ريال. نعم. فيها 300 ريال. Yes, there's 300 riyals in it. أين وضعتها؟ أين وضعتها؟ Where did you put it? أين وضعتها؟ Where did you put it? وضعتها على المكتب. I put it on the desk هنا. وخرجت and then I left. لأشرب الماء. لأشرب الماء. And then I left to drink water. Again. وضعتها على المكتب. I put it on the desk. هنا. Here. وخرجت لأشرب الماء. And I exited to drink water. لما وضعتها على المكتب. Why did you put it on the desk? لما وضعتها على المكتب. Why did you put it on the desk? هذا خطأ كبير. This is a big mistake. هذا خطأ. خطأ mistake. كبير. This is a big mistake. يجب أن تضعها. يجب أن تضعها. يجب أن تضعها. It is compulsory that you put it في جيبك. In your في جيبك. In your pocket. يجب أن تضعها في جيبك. يجب أن تضعها في جيبك. It is compulsory that you put it in your pocket. جيب is a pocket. أوجد أحد محفظته يا إخوانو. أوجد did anyone. أحد did anyone find. وجد find. أوجد أحد did anyone find. محفظته his wallet يا إخوانو. خالد says لا لم نجدها يا شيخو. No, we didn't find it, oh شيخ. Then Umar says ها هي ذي. Here it is. ها هي ذي means here it is. ها here it ذي is. ها هي ذي. Here it is يا أستاذ. إنها تحت كرسي. إنها تحت كرسيه. Indeed, it is under. It was under his chair. إنها تحت كرسيه. It is under his chair. خذها وضعها في جيبك. Take it and put it in your pocket, the teacher says. يقوم يحيى ويسير نحو المدرس. يحيى stands up and he walks towards the teacher. قف يا وليدو. Stop, oh little boy. قف يا وليدو. So وليد means, you know, like small boy. أين تريد أن تذهب? Where do you want to go? يا فضيلة الشيخ أرجو أن تسمح. I request. أرجو, I impress upon you. I request. أن تسمح. That you allow. لي, myself. بالذهاب. To go. لأن أبي. Because my father يأتي اليوم. My father is coming today. إلى المدينة المنورة. متى يصل هنا? What time will he reach here? متى يصل هنا? تصل الطائرة. The plane will arrive من جدة. From جدة. في الساعة الواحدة. At 1 o'clock. تصل الطائرة من جدة. جدة is a diptote. في الساعة الواحدة. At 1 o'clock. متى وصل أبوك? متى وصل أبوك إلى جدة? متى وصل أبوك إلى جدة? When did your father arrive at Jeddah? وصل البارحة. He arrived yesterday. وصل البارحة. This is a ظرف زمان. Indicating place or time. Indicating time here. اذهب بسرعة. Go quickly. So he says that he needs to go early because his father is arriving in Medina Munawwara Airport. اذهب بسرعة. Go quickly. بقي نصف ساعة أو أقل. There remains half an hour or less. اسمع. أرجو أن تأتي بأبيك إلى بيتي. The teacher says, MashaAllah, أرجو, I request, أن تأتي, that you come with, بأبيك, with your father, إلى بيتي, to my house. InshaAllah, سأتيك به, I will come with him, غدا, بعد العصر, I will come with him tomorrow after صلاة العصر, InshaAllah, والحمد لله, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, والحمد لله. Yeah. And so, بإذن الله تعالى, تمرين number one, InshaAllah. هذه أمثلة للفعل معتل الفاء. So these are examples of verbs which have one of the weak letters as the fa letter, inshallah. The first of the three letters, the first one is a waw, inshallah. It's a weak letter. Let's see. Wajada. Wajada means he found. Wasala, he arrived. Wazana, he weighed. Wa'ada, he promised. Wada'a, he put. Wahaba, he gifted. Wajaba, he made an obligation. Wajaba, alayhi, it's an obligation upon him. Waqafa, he stood. تأمل المثال ثم اكتب مضارع الأفعال الآتية. So they want you to ponder over the following example, inshallah. And then they want you to work out the present tense verb, inshallah. As we said, when we come to the present tense verb, then we drop that weak letter. Let's see. وَجَدَ يَجِدُ. وَجَدَ يَجِدُ. In fact, this is not something that you need to, you know, understand and try to work out. This comes naturally. Once you just know, ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ. وَجَدَ يَجِدُ. It just comes naturally. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَقَفَ يَقِفُ. وَقَفَ يَقِفُ. وَزَنَ يَزِنُ. وَزَنَ يَزِنُ. وَصَلَ يَصِلُ. وَصَلَ يَصِلُ. وَجَبَ يَجِبُ. وَجَبَ يَجِبُ. وَعَدَ وَعَدَ يَعِدُ. وَعَدَ يَعِدُ. وَعَدَ يَعِدُ. وَلَجَ يَلِجُ. وَلَجَ يَلِجُ. وَلَجَ means to enter. وَضَعَ means to put. يَضَعُ يَضَعُ, he put. وَهَبَ, he gifted. يَهَبُ يَهَبُ, he is gifting. He is gifting. Excellent. So take note that when it comes to the fi'l mudari', then that weak letter, it is dropped. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number three. ثُمَّ ضَعَ الْأَمْرُ فِي الْأَفْعَالِ الْآتِيَةِ. So now they want you to work out the imperative verb, the fi'lu amr, the order. So they give you here yaqifu. They give you here taqifu, taqifu, and you work out when you are ordering somebody to stand. So waqafa, yaqifu, taqifu. When you are ordering somebody to stand, what would you say? Qif. We say qif. Try it. And so here it doesn't require any hamza at the beginning. As opposed to dhahaba, yadhhabu, idhhab. Idhhab. So we're adding an alif. Here, these ones, you don't need to add the alif. Another one. Kataba yaktubu uktub. So uktub, we're adding the alif. But for these verbs here, which begin with the weak letters, you don't add any alif at the beginning. So here, taqifu qif is our fi'lu amr. Tazinu zin. Zin is our order, way. Ta'idu id. Id. Id means to. Id means to promise. Wa'ada ya'idu. Ta'idu, he promised. He is promising. Id, promise. Next one is wada'a. Or rather, tahabu. What do they give us? They give us tahabu. 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 What would be the fi'lu amr? Fi'lu amr would be hab, hab, hab. Jayid, gift. And then tada'u, tada'u, Tadau, you put. Wada'a, he put. Yada'u, he is putting. Tadau, you put. And how do you say to somebody, put? Jayed, we say to them, da'a. Dad and ain, da'a. So let's go through those again, insha'Allah. Taqifu, qif. Tazinu, zin. Ta'idu, id. Tahabu, hab. Tada'u, da'a. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Read the following. Mata tasilu ta'iratu min Paris? What time will the plane arrive from Paris? Tasilu fi sa'ati al-hadiyata ashrata wa nisfi. Tasilu fi sa'ati al-hadiyata ashrata wa nisfi. It arrives at hadiyata ashrata wa nisfi. It arrives at 11:30. It arrives at 11:30. Fi sa'ati al-hadiyata ashrata wa nisfi. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Someone might ask, why hadiyata ashrata? Remember when we covered numbers, these here, they don't change. You don't say hadiyati, ashrati, etc. No, it remains the same. Yajibu alayna an nafham al-Qur'an al-Karima wa na'mal bihi. It is compulsory upon us to understand the noble Qur'an and act upon it. Yajibu alayna أن نفهم القرآن الكريم ونعمل به and act upon it. قال لي الطبيب, the doctor said to me, ضع هذا القرص, put this tablet على اللسان, on the tongue, ثم ابلعه, and then swallow it. ثم ابلعه, and then swallow it. ستجدني في البيت, you will find me in the house, بعد صلاة العشاء, after صلاة العشاء, إن شاء الله. قف هنا يا سائق, stop here, O driver. أنا أريد أن أنزل, أنا أريد أن أنزل, I want to get down. أنا أريد أن أنزل, I want to get down. زن لي كيلو غراما, زن لي, weigh for me, كيلو غراما, a kilogram, من السكر يا بقال, weigh for me a kilogram of sugar, O grocer. ويجوز, it's also permitted to say, زني, weigh for me. So instead of saying زن لي, you can say, زني, weigh for me كيلوغراما من السكر يا بقال. يا سلمى ضعي هذا الكتاب على مكتبي. Oh سلمى, put this book on my desk. يا سلمى ضعي هذا الكتاب على مكتبي. Put this book on my desk. لماذا تقف هنا يا أخي? Teacher asks, why are you standing here, oh my brother? اجلس, sit. لا تقف في الطريق. لا تقف, don't stand. في الطريق, in the pathway. قال الله عز وجل في سورة سبأ, Allah says in Surah Sabah, يعلم ما يلج, Allah knows what enters, في الأرض, وما يخرج منها, and what exits from it, وما ينزل من السماء, and what come down from the sky, وما يعرج فيها, and what goes up into it, وهو الرحيم الغفور, and he is الرحيم and الغفور. Again, يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور. قال الله تعالى في سورة الشورى, Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء. Belongs to Allah, the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, he creates whatever he wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا, he gifts to whomsoever he wants daughters. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ, and he gifts to whomsoever he wants male offspring. Exercise number 5. Ponder over the following al-musaghar. So these are when we are making the word like a smaller version of it. وُلَيْدٌ, وَلَدٌ صَغِيرٌ, وُلَيْدٌ is a small boy. جُبَيْلٌ, جَبَلٌ صَغِيرٌ, a small mountain. نهير نهر صغير, a small river. كليب كلب صغير, a small dog. Change the following as we just discussed. رجل becomes رجيل. Don't say to a guy, you're a رجيل. You're a small man. الله مستعان. Insulting that. قلم قليم. قلم قلم قليم. طفل طفيل. طفل طفيل. And نجم نجيم. نجيم. Ponder over the following. These are ism tafdil. This is when we want to show one is better than the other. Jayid, qalil aqallu. Qalil is a little. Aqallu is, even more little. Ladhidhun aladhu. Ladhidhun is tasty. Aladhu is tastier. Shadidun is severe. Ashaddu is more severe. Habibun. Habibun is beloved. Ahabbu, more beloved. Excellent. Let's see some examples. Read the following. Baqiya aqallu min sa'atin. There remains less than an hour. Baqiya aqallu min sa'atin. There remains less than an hour. Al burtuqalu ladhidhun. The orange is tasty. Wat tufahu aladhu. And the apple is aladhu minhu. It is tastier than it. Orange is tasty, but the apple is tastier than it. Abi habibun ilayya. My father is beloved to me. Wa ummi ahabbu ilayya minhu. And my mother is more beloved to me than him. Al-bardu al-yawma ashaddu. The cold today is more severe. Ma أحبّ الدروس إليك. What's the most beloved of lessons to you? ما أحبّ الدروس إليك. What's the most beloved lessons to you? أحبّ الدروس إلي القرآن الكريم. The most beloved lesson to me is Quran al-Karim. كان الطلاب قليلا أمس. The students were little yesterday. اليوم هم أقل. Today they are even less. اليوم هم أقل. They are even less. اليوم هم أقل. They are even less. من أحب الناس إليك. Who is the most beloved of people to you? أحب الناس إلي. The most beloved of people to me. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And say صلى الله عليه وسلم when you hear his name, brothers and sisters. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. أين الكتاب. Where's the book? ها هو ذا. Here it is. So for masculine we say ها هو ذا. Here it is. أين الساعة. Where's the watch? ها هي ذي. Here it is. أين إبراهيم. ها أنا ذا. Where's Ibrahim? Here I am. ها أنا ذا. Here I am. والحمد لله. Number 10. تأمل المثال ثم كون جملا مثله مستعملا فيها يجب على مستعينا بالكلمات الواردة بين القوسين. Right? I want you to make the phrase, it is incumbent upon us such and such, using what's found in the brackets, inshallah. And as for the previous three lines, they said there that, the teacher should ask, where's the pen? Where's the book? And then somebody, one of the students, should say, ha huwa dha, here it is. Then for something feminine, where is the bag? And then somebody should say, ha hiya dhi, should say, where's Ibrahim, where's Salman, where's Ilyas? And then that individual should say, ha ana dha. But let's move on to exercise number 10, inshallah. The example, يجب علينا أن نفهم القرآن ونعمل به. It's incumbent upon us to understand the noble Quran and act upon it. Let's make up the sentences. Yajibu something something taktubu alwajibati bintizamin. So it is incumbent upon you that you write your homework regularly. Yajibu alayka an taktuba alwajibati bintizamin. يجب عليك. Talking to the guy directly. يجب عليك. It's incumbent upon you. أن تكتب. That you write. Al-wajibati, the homework, bintizamin, regularly. Next one. Something, yajibu, tahfazina suratayni hadal usbu. So we're talking to a girl. Yajibu alayki an tahfazi. It's incumbent upon you that you memorize. Yajibu alayki an tahfazi. Yajibu alayki an tahfazi suratayn. هذا الأسبوع, memorize two surahs this week. يجب عليك أن تحفظي سورتين هذا الأسبوع. يجب something, تخرجون من الفصل بهدوء. يجب عليكم, talking to a group of people, so not عليك or عليكي, no, but rather يجب عليكم أن تخرجوا من الفصل بهدوء. يجب عليكم أن تخرجوا من الفصل بهدوء. يجب عليكم أن تخرجوا من الفصل بهدوء. Next one. يجب something, تدخلون الفصل قبل دخول المدرس. يجب عليكم, يجب عليكم, يجب عليكم أن تدخلوا, يجب عليكم أن تدخلوا الفصل قبل دخول المدرس. يجب عليكم, يجب عليكم أن تدخلوا الفصل. It's incumbent upon you people that you enter the classroom قبل دخول المدرس, before the entrance of the teacher. Last one there. يجب something, تدرس اللغة العربية لأنها لغة القرآن. يجب عليك أن تدرس اللغة العربية لأنها لغة القرآن. Simple one, والحمد لله. Exercise number 11. الذهاب is a مصدر of ذهب, يذهب. أريد الذهاب إلى البيت. I want to go to the house. So you can say, أن أذهب, أريد أن أذهب, أريد أن أذهب. Or you can say الذهاب, أريد الذهاب إلى البيت. So you can either say أريد الذهاب using the مصدر, or you say أريد أن أذهب. يا أستاذ أرجو أن تسمح لي بالذهاب إلى المستشفى. I request that you permit me to go to the hospital. خرجت من الفصل للذهاب إلى المدير. I exited from the classroom to go to the principal. هذه تذكرة طائرة. This is the aeroplane ticket. إلى دمشق ذهابا وإيابا. This is the aeroplane ticket to Damascus, going and coming. ذهاباً, going, وإياباً, and coming and returning. والحمد لله. New words. أجنبي, foreign. He is an أجنبي. أجنبي means foreigner. محفظة, wallet. نقد, نقود, money. خطأ, mistake. أخطاء, mistakes. إياب, return. الذهاب, going. قرص, أقراص, tablets. تذكرة, تذاكر, ticket, meaning your any type of ticket in reality. كيلو غرام, kilogram, plural. كيلوغرامات, أنثى, إناث, feminine, female. ذكر, ذكور, masculine, male. بانتظام, regularly. وجب, يجب, incumbent, compulsory. عرج, يعرج, to rise, to go up, to ascend. بلغ, يبلغ, بلغ, يبلغ. بلغ means to reach. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. We give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've now completed lesson number 26. We ask Allah to bless us We ask Allah to grant us understanding. We ask Allah to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. We ask Allah to grant us the understanding of the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off, we take a maxim from one of the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, famous hadith, La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. This can mean you do not have any harm done upon yourself, nor do you do harm to others. It can also mean that you do not harm people for no reason. And number two, you do not harm people if they've harmed you, but you go beyond the limits in harming them back. Basically, do not harm. Basically, do not cause harm to anyone at all. This is obviously harm without any haq, without any reason, without any right. You go to court and you complain about so and so. Well, this complaining here, this causing harm upon this person, it is upon haq, because you have a right in this matter. We're talking about causing harm when there is no reason, causing harm when you are just a person who's trying to cause strife between people. Or for example, you have been harmed. You know, he dented your car, but what did you go and do? You smashed his entire vehicle. Allahu musta'an. And some examples, you know, somebody is writing out his will, and so he harms some of the heirs, doesn't give them a share. Or for example, he wants to favor some heirs over the others. Allahu musta'an. Or for example, with regards to you know, yourself and your home, you have some visitors and they block the driveway of the neighbor. La darar wa la dirar. Don't do this. You go for Salatul Jumu'ah and you block the road and you block the driveways of many people, etc. This is not right. This is incorrect. Muslim is not somebody who causes harm to others. Another example, you find that somebody, he's divorced his wife, and then he decides, just before her Eid is over, he takes her back. Not because he wants to reconcile, but he just wants to prolong her misery. He takes her back. 3 days later, he says, I divorce you. And then she starts another 3 months of iddah. And then before that ends, he takes her back. And then he says to her 3 days later, 4 days later, I divorce you. And so three divorces, but he's prolonged her iddah over subhanallah, 9 months. Allahu musta'an. This man has caused harm upon this woman. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the Muslim is the one who does not cause harm to others. Rather, he is the one who removes harm. The believer, one of the signs of Iman is that any harm that you find in the pathway, wherever it might be, you remove harm from the people. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. Let's move on to some vocab in a few minutes, inshallah. A few minutes. Let's see. For example, the word tatha'aba. Tatha'aba. Tatha'uban means to yawn. إِذَا تَثَاءَبَ أَحْأَدُكُمْ فَلْيَرُدُّهُمْ وَاسْتَطَاعُ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if any of you yawns, try to restrain it as far as possible. ثَبَتَ ثُبُوتًا means to stand firm, to be unshakable. ثَبَّتَ تَثْبِيتًا to fix something, to strengthen something. أَثْبَتَ إِثْبَاتًا to confirm something. مُثْبَتٌ affirmative. ثُعْبَانٌ Thu'banun is a serpent, a snake. Thaqafatun, thaqafatun, culture, thaqafiyun, cultural. Something is thaqilun, thaqilun, something which is heavy. Thaqilun, heavy. Thalathatun, three. Thuluthun, one third. Jayid. Thalathun, 30. Thaljun, ice or snow. Thalajatun, refrigerator. And thumma means then. Jayid. He ate thumma shariba. He ate and then he drank. Walhamdulillah. We'll end off here bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character is also supposed to be above average. We ask, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that you remember the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your du'as. You remember your teachers in your du'as. You remember myself in your du'as. You remember the ulama, the asatidha. You remember the teachers in your school. You remember the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your du'as. You remember the mujahideen. You remember the hukam, the rulers, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make islah of them or replace them with those who are better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the affair of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better. Hayyakum Allah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.